one respect, it's very good because something had to be done. I think time was dragging on. We needed to get the takeover done, and we need to get a new manager in. So the sooner it's done, the better.
But I suppose until we really know more about Dr. Scheer, it is a little bit of a question mark, isn't it?
It's definitely bittersweet because, as you say, he's coming. He said an awful lot of things. He wants to make Villa a force again. He wants to get into the European cups again, and you know he wants to take it really forward. But it's all talk at the minute. And we've had foreign owners before. People have come in. You don't want to come in and use it like a plaything again.
Yeah, I mean the thing with Randy Lerner, in his defence, he did spend tens of millions, hundreds of millions of pounds trying to make Aston Villa great again. He had a great awareness of the club's heritage. And, you know, he talks about improving, I think, the Jacobean suite at the Holt Hotel behind the ground and trying to develop the infrastructure of the club at the training ground at Bodymore Heath and so on. Yeah. I suppose it just demonstrates that even if you've got very deep pockets, it's no guarantee of success.
No, you can have ridiculous amounts of money, but what you've got to do is put the club in the hands of the right people. People can take it forward, people can make the right decisions. Obviously, the people Randy trusted to take it forward weren't up to the job, and it's proved to be a mess, really. But hopefully now, you can start going forward using some right football people. You've got Brian Little still there. You need people like that. Hopefully, we can actually move forward in the right way and stay there.